Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. We're at Greyville on the Polytrack, Tuesday, 18th of August, and we have an 8-race program. First race is off at 1:07, so late start. Maiden plate, 1,200 meters, absolute two-corner contest, 1 and 2, they're drawn 1 and 2. Mr. Maryland, who's improved, and Izal, who's also improved. So they both look like improvers, and they look like they'll fight it out. On Mary rating, there's nothing much between them. Izal slightly ahead. Bright Sunny Day might also improve. California Dreamer got some sort of chance. Race 2, open maiden, 1,200 meters. Well, Justin Snaith's run a platinum gray, 14-10. This horse got 55.5 on its back. Very, very difficult to beat. Owner of Creation, always there or thereabouts, and gets now the claimer. Devesh is now only 2.5 claimer. He looks like a really big danger. Race 3, first leg of the pick 6, and it's a class 5, 1,200 meters. One, Your Ladyship, got to have a very big chance here. It looks like the form horse and the one they might have to beat. But I think Wedding Vow ran a really top race last time, and she's the big danger. Obviously, in form is number 6, a Sovereign Gem, who's got some sort of chance. Race 4, Sea Stakes, 1,600 meters. The horse that's way ahead of the speed rating is The Wolf. Comes in with a big chance here. This horse claims the 1.5 kilos. Should go really, really well. Hoodia, the horse they all had to beat, number 6. And Ultra Quick, who's ultra consistent, chance here as well. Let's go to race 5. This is a Sea Stakes, 1,600 meters. Pied Piper, your favorite. Come back from a rest, but I think that I'm Invictus is the one that they're all going to have to beat. The Gareth and Zell runner with Calvin Habiba on board are two very good runs. And last time, remember, ran behind a stable companion, and it looked like the stable companion was the business, which it turned out to be. That's the one that I'm going for, and I'm going for him really strongly. I think he's a banker. I'm Invictus. Race 6, class 5, fillies and mares. They go 1,600 meters. One Path, this filly, I thought she was really good early on. She gets to Vesh, now he claims 2.5, as I said, and I think this is a perfect race for her. It does seem to be coming to form, so I'm going to go for her quite strongly here. I think the big danger is Praise De La Rey, a little tricky draw. Nicholas Patel, nice run last time, showed a lot of pace and only got run out of it at the end at Scottsville. She goes back on the poly, so big chance here. Maybe Quandra as a danger, but I don't really see much else. Race 7, D Stakes, 1,000 meters. I thought the find of the race was Little Cracker. Trafalgar Square, Devesh gets a ride there or thereabouts, but he's an old boy now, and it's really hard to back these old horses. Champagne Mac has run some really good races. Goes on the poly. That's interesting with Champagne Mac, but he's a 32-time runner for one win. Bless Me Fred, always got a chance on the poly track, having won over the course and distance a couple of runs back, and Rachel gets aboard him. Tricky race, and probably needs just about the field. Race 8, this is a 1,200-meter class 4 fillies and mares, and Inner Bloom is my idea of the right horse. Won her last two, went up 6 points, which is difficult, but not impossible. Thought Control won really well last time. The form has been backed up, so that will go well here. Dawn Surprise got some sort of chance. And then maybe improvement from What a Star. Gets the blinkers. Have a close look. Might improve quite a lot. What a Star, number 7, worth putting in. The bet of the week is the Springboks plus points. Plus 4, I can tell you, you got to get onto plus 4, the Springboks. The Springboks will not only win, but plus 4 will be an easy mark for them. Have a great day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.